This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Very happy to welcome back to the program the president of the Philadelphia Police FOP Lodge 5, John McNesby. John, good morning. Thanks for making time this morning.
No problem, Rich. How are you, guys?
I'm good, buddy. I'm sorry I missed the event yesterday. It was kind of you guys to invite me. I tell you what an absolutely great speech by the vice president. I saw you give him the fist bump up on stage. That was great.
Yeah, you know what, just politics aside, you know, whether you vote the way you vote, Democrat, Republican, listen, that's everybody's own personal business. But for him, and not just yesterday, he's been asking to come in for quite some time to meet those officers from the 15th Street job last August, where six people were shot, two were held hostage practically upstairs. He's been wanting to come in. He finally got a chance when he heard about this rally to come in and do it. And, no, it's just a good thing to show somebody cares out there, because right now, supporting the police is not the flavor of the day at all.
No, and you know, I was glad to hear the vice president call you guys heroes. It was nice. It's important, because I imagine morale must be at like an all-time low right now.
Morale's in the toilet. I mean, there's no direction. There's no support. There's no communication. And the officers out there are just shrugging their shoulders. I mean, shootings are up. Murders are up. Crime is up. We have a toad in the district attorney's office who does not keep anybody behind bars. So right now we're swimming upstream, and we're hoping to be able to just go out there and, you know, solve this crime epidemic. And we can do it if you just give us the okay to do it. Right now, you know, our hands are tied, and you know, we'll get it done. So there's a community out there too. I mean, the city is going down real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, John, it really is. And you know, the vice president pointed out that America can't be safe without cops, and we need safe communities. And he's right when he talks about, too, the officers that have sacrificed in the line of duty. And I was very happy. I know that he met with the family of a fallen officer. You want to tell us about that, John?
Yeah, I mean, poor Jimmy O'Connor. I mean, his family was there, his wife, Terry. Son Jim was a police officer. His wife Nicole was a police officer. Jimmy was gunned down just 4 months ago, serving a warrant for a homicide suspect who never should have been on the street. And he took a few minutes, took them out of the room, and they spent about 10-15 minutes by themselves and had a private conversation. And you're right, Rich. The cries for defunding the police across the country are crazy. I mean, we can't even police what we have now, and they want to take more. And New York, that I heard just yesterday from the vice president, that they took almost $1 billion out of their budget. That's, how do you work? How do you operate a department with that shortfall?
Yeah, you can't, John. You can't. And you know, some people said it doesn't go far enough, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wants to see the police department abolished completely and replaced by, I don't know, I guess community social justice warriors, camp counselors. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I think they're going to start issuing apology cards to police here in Philadelphia soon, because apparently that's what we do to people that break the law, vandalize cars on 676 and so forth. But it's just something that I've never seen in the 30-some years of policing. I've never seen it this bad. I've never seen police not be able to do their job. I've never seen police that do their job get punished the way they're getting punished. You know, sometimes policing isn't pretty, and you have to use force. And, you know, so be it, as long as you do it within the guidelines. I mean, what happened out in the other part of the country was absurd, kneeling on somebody's neck for however long. But a couple knuckleheads out there, it was all a bad name. and then we're going through all this. But I think we'll get through it. It might take a little bit of time, but we need the support out there.
To me, that's more frustrating than anything, right? It's like you'll have one or two cops do the wrong thing, and every single officer in America has to be tarnished by that. It's the only profession that works that way, the only one, and I hate that so much, you know?
And that's exactly what Mike Pence said yesterday. He said nobody likes a bad cop more than a good cop. I mean, they don't want to be dealing with these people. We don't want them on the job.
Right.
Get rid of them. Flush
right.
them. So, you know, we didn't hire them. You know, they had to pass a background, but sometimes a couple slip through, and we need to flush them out quick and do a better job at that. But, you know, right now, I mean, policing, and he said it, I mean, you know, you need to back the police. You need to fund the police properly, because without safety, without your community's just not, it's just not going to work, man. You need to fund the police. I mean, we're going to have, it's just an absurd idea. And, you know, moving forward, we got to hope that somehow, some way, we get leadership here in the city that starts backing the police, giving us the right to do our jobs.
Yeah, well said. Listen, John McNesby, my friend, I appreciate your time as always. You're doing a great job. Thank God those guys have you there, really, truly, because you're a powerful voice for them. And I also think that for a lot of them to hear you come out and say what they can't say, you know, matters
right.
a lot to them. So thank you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate it. We got a great team. Thanks, Rich.
All right. John McNesby, president of the FOP Lodge 5.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.